Hello, everybody. This is Marcus Draper.
And Trisha Draper.
And we are the Messengers. We sure are glad you're tuning in today, or whatever day this is. We're recording this on July 5th, 2015. So let's get right to it.
All right.
Are you ready?
I'm ready.
All right, then.
This is just, I read this before from my journal, and it was the journal entry date of July 22nd, 2015. I'm sorry, June 22nd, 2015. And this was what he had read to me. And so I went through on another day, and we'll have to figure out which one that is. But this will be part two of that, or just explained. So we want to, I just read it kind of verbatim. I was a little overwhelmed with what it said. And so we want to go back through and kind of cut it into pieces and just do a little more explanation. So, sorry, we're looking at something. It's this one.
Okay.
It was called The Day Is Near. And so this is just, we're just explaining more about that. So, right.
And it was recorded on June 26th. Of 2015, so.
It's 2015A is what it is.
Yeah.
So.
Just so you know.
Just so
you
know.
Because knowing is half the battle.
That's right. So let me go ahead and read again part of what it is, and then we'll just kind of flow and make it a little more clear, hopefully. Okay, so this is what he said to me. Move more quickly now. Time will speed up. You think you have a long start this ministry, and this is a ministry that he's laid on my heart. We will look back on this time and say, wow, I remember when. Take off quickly, for the end is near. It's like a vortex.
And it's interesting because I looked the word vortex up earlier, and of suction operates as a whirlpool. It also says a whirling mass as a tornado. Another definition is a whirling mass of affairs likened to a whirlpool for violent activity. Those are pretty interesting about what a vortex is.
Yeah.
So now that you kind
of... I picture it more of air, kind of like a suction. It's
right.
Going to speed up and be sucked. So he said it's like a vortex. Time will cease and things will occur. And this is stuff that we can't understand because it doesn't make any sense. He says, tell everyone to be ready. There is no stopping me. Don't look back. I have said that several times in my... Which is what we need to do all the time.
Right.
Focus our attention on him and let...
Cater. He said something today that really... It meant a lot to me. Word or the world?
Yeah.
So, you know, what are you doing with who you are in Christ? What are you doing? The important question is, what are you allowing the Holy Spirit to do through you?
That's what I was going to say.
Yeah.
So it goes on to say, I am ready, but I am waiting only.
Okay. Now, when you said remnant earlier, you were reading this to me. I went to dictionary.com again. and here are the definitions of usually small part. Quantity, number, or the like. Third definition is a small, unsold, or unused piece of cloth, lace.
It's talking about.
The last one that's a noun is a trace or remaining or left over. And the origin of remnant actually came from Middle English. I like how dictionary.com, a lot of times they'll give you the backstory. So, anyway.
So that's kind of what he's talking about. Is a small part, a remaining people.
Right. The ones who still believe.
He's waiting for the rest of the people to come.
To confirm.
And he's told me before, this is something important, is this is what's on people to have the Holy Spirit. But he wants people to with God. And he doesn't want it to just be... loves you and wants a relationship with you. He wants to talk, to be with you. He loves you so much. And you can go, the journey can be so awesome. and he wants a relationship with you, and he wants you to have fun while you're here on Earth. God.
That's what so many people think, is he's just up there waiting to thump you in the head when you do something wrong.
Yep, he's excited. He gets to spend another day with you. And we need to...
And it's even better when you wake up and the devil said, oh no, they're awake again.
He said some other things that I read, but he say, tell my people, wake up the ones who are asleep and introduce all to the truth. Old and new believers, change their lives. So we're not just talking to you. We need to. He has put on my heart for to disciple people, and then that person disciple more people, and that's how it's gonna go. And but there are so many believers right now who don't know. They don't care, even if they've heard before. They're just helping anybody. They're not. Some of them are hurting people because...
You know, and these are also what's known as a self-centered believer. It's all about what people can do for me.
Or religion. They're religious, and they have let religion get into in the way.
Right.
And they're very...
Right.
The meek shall inherit the earth.
Absolutely.
So, then he says another really cool thing to me. I had been, like we had in the old days, even 20, 30 years ago, I remember. And one thing, this is what he told me. He said, tell them to turn the introduction.
Yeah.
That's big. Reintroduce at this.
That just raised a whole lot of flags in my head. Or is something that, you know, is good, but devil. And, you know, all the people from the church show up, but they don't bring anybody with them. Right. Right. So, you know, we're not having a revival tonight. We're having a reintroduction.
Mm-hmm. Start over from the beginning.
Forgot about it, obviously. And there are people that I've had to, at work, how to do a certain situation, how to handle certain things, what to do. Actually, they get it,
mm-hmm.
You know? But it's like reintroducing them to what they have, how much... you know, God doesn't get frustrated with...
Get frustrated.
But
it,
not
it
like...
It makes him sad. It doesn't make him mad if standing or aren't taking the time to truly listen.
Right.
And learn the...
You're going to be reading it and understanding it and asking God to show you something new. The new every time you open the book.
Yeah.
Every time you open, whether it's just a chapter or if you're hungry to know the truth, Then you'll get a book. You say, okay, God, show me something new. Open the book,
mm-hmm.
and to guide you and to lead you, you're gonna. And I think a lot of these people need to be reintroduced to the Bible because you know they were growing up as kids, faded away. So you know we need to become like little. First learning the Bible, they will retain it.
Mm-hmm.
You know they'll remember it. God, as little children. And that's and it was just so neat because Pat just, Abba Father means daddy.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's something that not some other kid or a child of God can call God as Abba Father. I love that word.
Yeah, me too. It's great. But also believers who are older, that means they're going to have to do things and go back to the beginning and reintroduce from the beginning that they've learned wrong.
Right.
And reintroduce it and start it over from the beginning so they can be taught.
Right. And a lot of them, they won't want to do that. You know, some of them are just so sad part. You know, they won't learn the truth sometimes.
They just refuse.
Yeah.
Let me see. Were you going to look something up?
No. I was looking a few things up while you were...
He wants to read something, but let me finish some of this first. People you know and love will not be ready. And that is something that we experience.
And that's
people
that's
we
scary.
Know and people we love are not going to be ready.
Right.
If we didn't tell those people about God, if we didn't show them God, got it back here too, but I on Judgment Day. Every single one of us will have to answer for everything on Judgment Day. You're going to have to answer for all this bad stuff. You know, God's just going to be mad at you and going to judge you like that. Because he's going to look at us and say, you did this and that made me. And just good is going to come with bad. There will be bad, but there's going to be a day we can just expect Judgment Day.
Right.
So, side. Time is a luxury that my people have wasted. They didn't savor it and spend it with me. They chewed it up and spit. People don't know me. They turn from me with disdain. They pretend they don't. When I was writing this, he was telling me my people. These people that he's talking about are, know him and don't accept him or love him. I mean, even the unsaved people were all his people. He made each and every one of us. We're all. They pretend they don't know me or need me. They throw peace and mercy. They say they love me, but there is nothing in them but selfishness and hate. My own people turn against one another and judge. Pretty clear?
Yeah.
And no one will give, but they just take and discard. They laugh at me. They have no respect for my plans. I have told and shown in parts, but no one will expect. You're looking. To say all that, you know, bad stuff that's hurting him and things like that. But he says, but there is good news. There is good news. Hang on. He's forgotten me. And he's talking about the people who love him and worship him and praise him. I have relationships like ours with others. There are people from every walk of life that know me and worship me. I love my children, the saved and unsaved, and long for a relationship with them. That's kind of what I was explaining earlier, to just know him or know about him.
Right. Okay. So, you know, one thing we talk about is the luxury of time. Well, I want to read a couple quotes from you from different people. Now, some of these are Bernard Shaw. He said, everything happens to everybody sooner or later if bad outlook on things.
Gosh, it is, yeah.
But Benjamin Franklin said, lost time to think about it that way. Let's see. Caleb Colton, I'm not sure who that is, but he said, much may be done which every day produces, and which most men throw away. You've thrown you've lost it and thrown it away. And one more, Baldwin. It says, time is a dressmaker specializing. So.
Okay. So, I'm sorry. I had to take a drink. My people will come to me from all nations. They will love me, and I will be friends of all people. And most of them need to accept that. With this part, I will leave you with one thing he said to me that is very important. He said, you are not made just to be who you are right now to Christ. They are always made for more.
Right.
There's always something.
Actually, find out all the different things that we missed out on. Self-centered, or we were not listening, or selfish. Man, if I would have done that, then I could have done this, and then that would have happened, and you would have with the Lord. So one thing I want to do real quick also is I found that. And the title of the article is Take Yourself.
These journals.
And it looks like and there's no last name. So anyway, but as I was reading this, I thought it was prevalent. Yesterday, years ago, did someone do something today that made you angry with your children again? Mm-hmm. Did you lose your cool with your spouse again? And are you finding it nearly impossible to let it go? There's a lot of things. There's somebody in particular I'm thinking of that, you know, every time I see them, I just get upset. In the past, it just makes me upset. So this isn't just for you. All right, so back to this article. It says, recently, I overheard a woman recounting a she was nearly spitting out her words that the pain was still very much with and wronged her was far from her mind. So I wondered if she would ever hurting bitter people walking around these days. And many of these are Christians, extend that same grace and mercy to others. And then in Romans 12:16, it says, do not be haughty in mind, but associate with the love. So what if we took ourselves out of the equation? Mm-hmm. Life is like an equation. make all the difference in the outcome. As believers, loving kindness, grace, mercy, faithfulness, a deeper understanding of our God, and a stronger love for others to see the true answer, the answer Christ would have us see. Abhor what is evil, cling to what is good, be devoted. So the less I consider myself, the more peace.
Hands me.
When my day hands me difficult situations, myself out of the equation. I don't have to get my emotions all tangled. If I remove myself, I can go in peace because I know Satan thrives on stirring up strife and dissension. It is easy to want to fight back, but it takes practice to live a God's grace, not only towards yourself, but towards others. When someone offends you, don't get tangled up in the offense. Remember, sin is the root cause of sins, and you can see 1 Peter 4:8 for that. All right, and it ends, don't let that difficult situation consume you. Know that God has this. Live in peace. Let love be your life. Amen. And let's see. And that also, again, was from a good article.
Yes, it
thanks,
was.
Amy.
There's another one that I gave, and I want to go back and explain a little bit more explanation of some of that. So, we love you guys, and is there any, do you want to end in a prayer?
Well, I'd like to say this also. If you don't have a church, find one and go to it.
A Bible-believing church.
Right. So, Father, we just thank you right now for this time. We thank you for your words that came out of our mouth today. Father, thank you for this opportunity to share with other people your word, to share what you're doing through Tricia so that she can teach others to teach others. And Father, I just pray for all those out there listening, that they would learn what your word says. They would be more, they would want more of your word in their life, and that they would want to learn to teach others to teach others. But teach them the truth. Teach them what the word says. Teach them what your word says. In Jesus' precious name, amen.
Amen.